Welcome, welcome, podcast listeners, to another short edition of The Pull List. Well, hey, look, there are tons of great things coming out tomorrow, September 12th, and, well, let's get started. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to the most. Brayden,
number one thing I am most looking forward to, Punk Rock Jesus issue 3.
Tell us why.
I have loved this book. I have loved the first two issues of this book, and I'm super excited for issue 3 and the rest of the series. Again, as we've mentioned, it's only a six-issue series, so I don't have a lot of time to get to know these characters. I really want to... Oh, I want all the books. I want all four of the issues I haven't read yet in my hands. But soon enough.
Well, the cool thing is Chris is now a teenager.
Yes. By this time, he'll be a teenager. He's starting to question his own existence. He's rebelling against the people who are keeping him in his compound on the island. His mom is having depression problems. The scientist and the bodyguard are trying to warn about her depression issues, whereas the guy who runs the TV station is just excited about more ratings. Like the cover, it looks like we've got the mom slashing her wrists, possibly. It says heavy stuff. This book is always heavy stuff, but this looks like it's going to be maybe the heaviest issue so far.
Well, the thing I love about this book is that it can look at it's just making fun of Jesus Christ on the outside or whatever, if you're not too familiar with it. Now, it is a satire on everything. Satire
really
on corporations,
is.
On science, because they're ruled by corporations and
on
money.
On reality TV.
Reality TV show.
On fundamental religionists.
Even like, I'd say what's going on in Ireland with the bodyguard.
Yeah.
How that affects people. So everyone has dilemmas and issues that they're dealing with in this series, and it's not making fun of Jesus Christ and saying, oh, look, Jesus Christ is the punk star. No, it's more than that. And
this is like,
say, check it out. I love it. Issue one and two, great.
So good. This is like if you took Jesus Christ Superstar, took out all the crappy parts and kept all the cool parts. And I feel like that is, in essence, is what you get with Punk Rock Jesus. I'm really excited as it goes along. In October and November's issues, Chris is going to grow up. He's going to start a rock and roll band. And apparently there's going to be riots in the streets between the New American Christians and the punk army. And so it's going to be interesting. Anarchy, chaos. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. I really like this book.
Oh, yeah. Mine is Batgirl issue 0. Now, you're all probably surprised I didn't choose Batman issue 0 because I'm a huge Batman fan. But no, it's Batgirl because, look, if Barbara Gordon was a real person, I would be madly in love with her. I'm madly in love with her as a comic book character. But if she was a real person, It'd be too much. Not only is she witty and smart and dedicated and fun, she is beautiful and powerful and just strong as a character.
Yeah.
And it has empathy and compassion and sympathy. And it's like everything I want a girl is Barbara Gordon. So I'm really excited to see how she went from being a paraplegic in a wheelchair to the surgery that now let her be Batgirl again. And
yeah,
I think they're also
really interesting.
They're going to show for people who maybe got new into comics who haven't read The Killing Joke. I bet they're going to show some of the whole Joker thing that happened with her. So it's going to be a really great issue. And Gail Simone, as much as I've been kind of giving her a hard time with some of her villains, whenever she does something that is a crossover event or something big like issue 0, she always delivers every time. So, yeah. Issue 0,
Batgirl. It should be very successful, I'm hoping.
And if you haven't been following the Batgirl series, you should pick this up, I think.
It's a good way. It's a good opener to get into it, I think.
Oh, yeah, especially into a Bat family. If you're a Batman fan, you should get it because it's a great introduction to one of the Bat family characters.
Yeah, so. One who I think you're sorely missing out if you haven't been reading her.
Oh, yeah, totally. So what's your second one then, Brayden?
My second one is another non-superhero book. It's Fatale issue 8. This is the kind of the turning point of the second arc of this series. The first five issues dealt with this story set in the 50s with a lot of occult issues and supernatural things and kind of noir details. the second series has been set in the 70s, and I think that in this issue we're finally going to start to get some of our questions answered. We'll find out what Josephine's plan is, what she's been doing for the last 20 years since we saw her at the end of book 5, who she's running from, why she's running from them, all those kinds of things. I think all these questions are going to start becoming we're going to start getting answers to them here in issue 8 finally. It looks creepy. It's got a great cover. It's one of my favorite books I read. It's just a really solid book. And if you haven't been reading it, don't start here. There is no starting until you have to start at the beginning. You can't just pick up anything in Fatale. But it's been a solid series, and I'm really, really glad that I've been buying it.
And that's one that Ed Brubaker's running, correct?
It's Brubaker and Sean Phillips, who've worked together for almost a decade at this point, maybe even longer than a decade. They've been working on these graphic novels under the title Criminal, and they've been a series like, you know how Sin City is the larger series, and then there's a bunch of smaller books?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. The title is Criminal, and then there are smaller books within the Criminal imprint. And they've been phenomenal. They've been much better than anything you saw in Sin City, but they still capture that kind of gritty that gritty, mysterious, noir feel, and that's definitely been amplified here in Fatale. It's I think, maybe Phillips and Brubaker's best work together.
Oh, wow, there you go. Well, to talk about another Ed Brubaker work, the second one I'm looking forward to the most is Winter Soldier issue 10, because in issue 9 had one of the biggest cliffhangers I have read in a long time.
Oh, it most certainly did.
With Black Widow taking out Nick Fury and other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and it's just, what? So I cannot wait to see how it ends up, how Bucky Barnes is going to take it. Is there going to be permanent repercussions? Because we talked about in our review a couple weeks ago with Winter Soldier, is their relationship now forever strained? Because, well, he always had those doubts of, is this really Black Widow? I think he'll forgive her because he knows what it's like to be brainwashed, but
it's going to be messy.
And they get past it.
It's going to be really, really messy.
And I cannot wait to see how messy it is tomorrow. I really can't.
Yeah, so. It should be really good. I just love this series. And, you know, Brubaker is just a really talented writer, and he's worth picking up no matter what his name is on.
Oh, so true. So there you have it. Go definitely try these issues out. Let us know what you think. And until next time, happy reading.
Hey, Between the Bubbles is a production of Almost Midnight Media and is released under a Creative Commons license.